Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August the 5th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 6.25 cents at 5.53, September wheat down 4.5 cents at 7.12 3/4, and November beans up 2 3/4 cents at 13.28 1/2. The meal was up 3.30. The oil was down 68 ticks. Corn and beans a little bit higher today. I guess some people felt that the projections from FC Stone yesterday were a little bit friendly and decided to buy a breakout here. I think they were encouraged by the Chinese buying some corn. This week's sales included 900,000 metric tons of corn to China. The new sale, 300,000 beans to unknown, most likely to China, I think also supported the market out here. But this was the third day in a row that beans have closed under the 100-day moving average. Now, granted, it's doing it with higher closes the last 2 days. But if we take out the low made on Tuesday and close under 1320, I think the market's in serious trouble out here. That's only 8 cents away. But we've got the report. Funds are still long 225,000 corn. I doubt they're going to bail out of much of that unless the weather really changes out here. So, you know, a little bit of friendly news. We acted a little bit positive here today. Wheat was lower. Not quite sure why. We're still pretty dry in Canada, Canada, Argentina, and Russia. So that's a problem for this wheat market moving forward. But we didn't see any real reaction here today. Next week on the report, I would expect world carryouts to be cut, U.S. carryouts to be cut. I don't see anything going to be negative on the report, but we are at $7 Chicago wheat and $9 Kansas City wheat, and maybe that's high enough, particularly if demand is backing off. We only had 308,000 metric tons of sales this morning, not great, so that's a little bit of a worry for the market. So overall, you know, it's been this back and forth trade. Some days they put in the rain, some days they take out the rain. It seems to go back and forth almost every day. But I think the bottom line is the weather, it just isn't perfect. It's not terrible, but it's not perfect. So if somebody puts in a little heat, they rally it. They put in a few more raindrops, they break it. But at the moment, if we do get the rains that are forecast for the next 7 days or so, that should be enough to hold up this crop, the bean crop, pretty well and to aid the corn market as well. So again, I don't see anything outright friendly out here. But again, we had a few bullish demand factors out here today. And that's what I think really rallied the market. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.